This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Northeastern states remain in the grip of severe flood and landslides triggered by continuous heavy rainfall. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation and assured full support for relief and rehabilitation. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives so far in flood and landslide-related incidents. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chattan in Lachen. The Indian Air Force has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded at Chattan. In Manipur, 643 villages, mostly in Imphal East districts, are reeling under the flood fury, leading to the displacement of around 1,65,000 people. Talking to Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, Prime Minister Modi assured all possible assistance was sent in dealing with the flood menace in the state. NDRF, SDRF, police, paramilitary forces and others are continuing rescue operations in flood-affected areas. In Arunachal Pradesh, 12 people have lost their lives so far in rain-related incidents. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert over northeast India. Speaking to Akashvani News yesterday, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamnani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over the region during the next 2 days. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. CDS General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule Pune University.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also, we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
The CDS also said that Operation Sindoor, which was launched as a swift and precise response to the brutal Pahalgam terror attack, targeted terror camps across the border and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, INDIA bloc partners have demanded a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack and country's response to terrorism under Operation Sindoor. A meeting of the INDIA bloc was held in New Delhi yesterday, which was attended by its members including Shiv Sena, UBT, RJD, Congress, SP and TMC. India's Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, GRSE, and Norway's Kongsberg Oslo signed an MOU which paves the way for India to build its first ever polar research vessel, PRV, indigenously. The MOU was signed in presence of Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal in Oslo, Norway. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal said that this MOU is a beacon of hope and progress, signalling India's unwavering commitment to scientific advancement and sustainable development. The vessel will be equipped with the latest scientific equipment, enable researchers to explore the ocean's depths, study marine ecosystems and unlock new insights into our planet's past, present and future. Royal Challengers Bangalore clinched the maiden Indian Premier League title, defeating Punjab Kings by 6 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a modest target of 191 runs set by Royal Challengers Bangalore, Punjab Kings scored 184 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Royal Challengers Bangalore posted 190 runs with the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is glad to see the enthusiasm building up towards Yoga Day 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Yogandhra 2025 is a commendable effort by the people of Andhra Pradesh to make yoga popular." The Prime Minister called upon people to mark Yoga Day and also make yoga a regular part of their lives. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to making Yoga Day in Andhra Pradesh on the 21st of this month. The government has dismissed a YouTube video claiming that Reserve Bank of India RBI will discontinue the circulation of 500 rupees notes by March 2026. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau clarified that RBI has not made no such announcement. It added that 500 rupees notes have not been discontinued and remain legal tender. And that is the end of this news bulletin.